It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Xander Alloy. It used to be that most towns in the state were home to a small school. Schools have been consolidated these days, but some still remember old fight songs.
Loyal sons and daughters we, of the dear old Rollsburg High, had her name in glorious glee.
This morning, we visit a museum dedicated to some of the former sports teams of Preston County. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Xander Alloy. Today, there's only one high school in Preston County, but there used to be many, and the sports rivalries and team spirit at each school were strong. Former students from the original schools banded together to create the Preston County Sports Museum to help memorialize the sports leagues of years past. It's the only one of its kind in the state. Inside Appalachia, Folklife reporter Caitlin Tan visited the museum and spoke with a brother and sister who graduated from one of the schools in the 1950s. Here's her story.
I'm walking into a large red brick building from the early 1900s. It was once the Rollsburg High School, but today it's a piece of history. Inside is the old basketball gym. It's smaller than today's courts, and at the end of the room is a stage. George and Anna Nassif are in the gym waiting to show me the sports museum upstairs. They are siblings, and they both attended Rollsburg High. Anna graduated in 1951 and George in 1958. And Rollsburg High closed in 1985.
I mean, there was a lot of weeping and mourning going on, especially in the elders and the people who graduated from here. And it was a terrible loss, and I don't think people have gotten over it.
There were originally 10 high schools in the county up until 1957. They included Arthurdale, Aurora, Brewston, Fellowsville, Kingwood, Masontown Valley, Newburgh, Rollsburg, Terra Alta, and Tunnelton. One by one, they closed over the course of 34 years. And by 1991, all the county students were attending Preston High School in the town of Kingwood. In closing those 10 schools, the county lost 10 competitive sports teams and the rich sports legacy each team built over the decades. So with help from other former students, Anna designed the Preston County Sports Museum. It opened in 2014. George and Anna take me up two flights of stairs to see the exhibit. We stopped to look at a wall of framed photos of war veterans, but George and Anna remember them more as legendary athletes.
And this fellow was the best basketball player ever come out of Rollsburg, James Ayersman. He would give demonstrations dribbling between his legs and so forth.
Who was that, George?
Blinky Ayersman?
Blinky Ayersman. We have a picture of him.
At the top of the stairs, the hallway opens up into a big hall of memorabilia. There are mannequins sporting their original sports uniforms, and there are 10 banners on the wall recognizing each of the schools in their Hall of Fame. They even painted the walls a color that wouldn't favor any one school's colors.
To insist on, we're going to have this hall, it's going to be painted this color, not green, not purple, gray, so that all the colors could come out.
On the left is a room dedicated to the high school teams that formed during the years of consolidation, but on the right is a room featuring all the original schools. It's a dark room with spotlights shining on 10 different sports displays, each representing one of the schools. The structure of all the displays is the same, as to not prioritize any one school. They are handmade, including a table with a wooden backdrop to hang things on. There are awards, photos, letterman jackets, shoes, jerseys, all donated from former players and their families. People who at one point were fierce competitors, and even without the schools, there's still some rivalry. So keeping all the memorabilia in Rollsburg was contentious.
Well, to ask people to bring their things to Rollsburg from nine other towns, I didn't think it was possible.
There's a CD featuring former students singing their school's song, but Anna sings me the Rollsburg fight song.
Loyal sons and daughters we, of the dear old Rollsburg High, had her name in glorious glee.
George played all the sports offered at Rollsburg, football, baseball, and basketball. Walking through the museum, he remembers games as if they were yesterday.
When we played the first football game under the lights, September 6, 1957 in Kingwood, And the whole town of Rollsburg came over to watch us. I won't tell you, we played Terre Haute and our nemesis, Ron Lewis. His shoes are over there, and I'm sure I got a few cleats in me from those shoes.
George has stories for almost every piece of memorabilia in each display. He points out a 1957 basketball team photo in the Rollsburg display.
We were going to play against that darn team over there, Aurora. They beat us and went all the 3 points and went all the way to the final.
He points out a picture in the Aurora display. It's of Bucky Byard. He was one of the top athletes in the whole county, and he could only see out of one eye.
I got to play against him my freshman year. He was a senior. When he jumped, I mean, his legs were so strong. He was only about 5'10", but way up there. And when he shot, he knew where the ball was going if he missed.
Bucky averaged 30 points a game. There's records of the score from almost every sports game between the 10 high schools in the museum. George says every game was packed with the high school's respective towns. It was like an entire sports league all within one county. In fact, it's believed that the organized basketball league among the 10 high schools was the first of its kind in the state. George remembers one basketball game at Fellowsville High School.
But it was famous because it was a very tight stadium, very close in, it's hot and tempers fired up.
And right behind the one basket net were the bleachers. So the crowd did things that would never be allowed today.
So when you shoot a foul shot, they'd shake that and the ball would bounce out.
There's also stories of people pulling players' pants down or throwing a Coke bottle at them.
But it was all in good fun. Nobody ever got hurt.
There was also a lot of chanting from the crowds. George and Anna sang some of the old Rollsburg cheers, where their colors were orange and black.
Orange and black, set them back, way back, right?
No, it's, you can. You can, you know you can, you must. Beep, 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 Kingwood High School. Beep, 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 Kingwood High School, yay.
The high schools form the identity of a lot of the small towns in Preston County. The way Anna speaks of the original 10 high schools and the towns they were in, it's almost as if they are synonymous. She uses the words town and school interchangeably.
If you look around in here, there are 10 mascots for each of the 10 original towns.
And Anna says a bit of each town died as the 10 high schools closed.
The feeling of loyalty toward a place, toward your roots, I don't think it happened with those kids that graduated in the last 20-some years.
It's not necessarily that students in Preston County don't care, but rather they just don't know about the history. The glory days of the 10 high schools and their sports teams was over 60 years ago. George says he was surprised while leading a tour of the exhibit with some sixth graders from Aurora last year. He showed them the picture of Bucky Byard, the one that he showed me where you can notice Bucky's blind eye.
Here's Bucky Byard. What do you think? And they all look quizzical. So you know Bucky? No, they didn't know Bucky Byard from Aurora. So that's what we're talking about.
And that's why George and Anna are so passionate about the museum. They want today's kids growing up in Rollsburg or Terre Alta or any town in Preston County to understand and cherish that history, to have a love for their small town and the sports heroes that came before them.
Rollsburg High, hip hip hooray. Here's good health to her today. Lightly may the years go by.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in Rollsburg.
Happy days at Rollsburg High.
That story is part of this weekend's episode of Inside Appalachia that explores school consolidation through sports. Listen Sunday morning at 7 and again at 6 in the evening, or subscribe to the Inside Appalachia podcast so you can listen on your own time. This is West Virginia Morning. The time is 7:52. Mixed cloudiness today with a chance of rain and thunderstorms. High temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Cloudy skies tonight with lows in the 50s. Cloudy skies tomorrow with scattered showers, highs in the 60s. Cloudy and rainy Saturday night, lows in the 50s. Rain and thunderstorms on Sunday, highs in the 50s and 60s. Morgantown, West Virginia native Charles Wesley Godwin's song, Coal Country, reminds us that the commodities' impact reaches far beyond Appalachia, broadening the definition of what many think of the region. Here's Godwin performing the song, Coal Country, live on Mountain Stage as our Song of the Week.
I'm going down Charleston, through the shadow of the mountains this road winds. The close up towns, forgotten dreams and welcome signs, fading far behind. Coal country. I'm thankful for the sons who died, who didn't back down from a federal fight, where the lead lies still and the smoke still rises on the Blair Mountainside. Coal country. It put a roof over my head, and the armor on the tanks of Normandy. The light shone bright in the hands of its care, from the western skies to Washington, D.C. Now it lies broken, high and cold, in its grave of Appalachian stone.
That was Charles Wesley Godwin performing Coal Country live on Mountain Stage. To hear his full set and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8 o'clock right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Xander Outloy.
American Graduate Getting to Work is looking at pathways to employment after high school.
I am Alyssa Keady White. I am the Business Development and Workforce Liaison for the West Virginia Department of Education. And today we are hosting a reverse job fair in Hancock County. We've got probably close to about 40 different business folks that are here today talking with our students about the job opportunities to stay here in the state.
For more information about American Graduate and job resources available in our region, visit wvpublic.org/jobs.